When?
Now. Now, right now. The only place to listen to it is now. What's that?
The Jam Strangler podcast.
Oh, yes. And we're back again. For you, get your hands in the air, whatever you're doing. Whether you're on a train, whether you've got a Hoover in your hands.
Or on a plane.
Or maybe you've taken a Hoover onto the train. Get the Hoover and put it above your...
Put Henry above your head.
Oh, get him and shake him about. Shake him about. Take the top off of it and then shake him all over you. Let the dust sprinkles shiver over your body. Feel the dust. Feel the dead skin. Feel it. Feel it. Now have a shower.
Why am I aroused?
Well, you should be. Should be. That was my sexy voice.
So how are you doing this week, Jake?
Yeah, good actually. Yeah. I mean,
been up to much?
Yeah, well, I've been, you know, over there, over, you know, in here, been over there as well. Yeah.
Again?
Well, as I said, I didn't want to go over there again, but I did. But I did, and
you always do that.
I can't help myself. I went over there.
Once they tease you, they just, you know,
fucking, I mean, I'm back in. Continent. I'm back in going over there.
Back again for more.
I'm there.
THC.
So, we've got a fantastic show. Fantastic. Light bulbs. That's the ideas, and also how we're going to light the show as well. You can't see that, but there's...
Very beautiful lighting.
Oh, wow, the lighting
so
in
soft.
Here.
So soft.
Light bulbs. Old, really old style light bulbs. Fantastic. So
the candles,
we've got good stuff. What about you? What have you been up to, Luke?
I haven't really been up to much.
No,
lounging about, you know.
Oh well, keeping it real. Keeping it cool.
Very relaxed.
Yeah, keeping it very, you know, cool. Considering it's been such a hot week.
Although I have started to grow a moustache.
Oh yeah, well, I see that, yeah. I didn't want to bring it up. I thought you know, it must be just, you know, for fun. But it's
real. It's real.
Oh, it's real.
Give it a stroke.
Alright.
It is wet. I did just have a shower.
No, that was... I just lit my finger and put it across your... Let me have another go. Yeah, and that is a moustache. And it's a wet moustache.
Yeah.
Why is it wet? No, we'll find about the answer to that later. But today we have Luke, and he's going to start off the show. Like a true man. Like a true romance.
Like a true romance.
Yeah. Like a true romance.
Wait, this Go is the bit it. Where I sing?
No, you don't have to. But it could be nice, yeah, whatever. No, don't.
I had nothing prepared. Yeah.
You start with your first segment, Luke. Fantastic.
Our first segment?
Yeah.
I think you should start with your first segment.
Okay, yeah. Alright then. Okay.
And then come back to me. Who's that over there?
It's the Indian Jay Leno, of course.
Hello there, Jay.
Whoa, hello, Jay. How are you doing?
Indian.
It's alright.
Oh,
fantastic. Yeah. Jay Leno, everybody.
Yeah, how are you finding the show so far? We've only just kicked it off, but I feel like it's going to be a good one.
He's twisting two light bulbs, so I presume that's a good thing.
Yeah, okay? He seems to be dancing.
Fantastic. Good. So, the difference between, right, Jay Leno over in the States and Jay Leno over in... I mean, his name is something like Jazza Manfrazi or something like that. Nothing like Jay Leno, but he's got the same big jaw and everything over there, right? The difference between them...
Everything's the same apart from the name.
He's even got the similar kind of catchphrase. You know how Jay Leno, he goes, "How bad is it? How bad is it, Jay? How bad is it, Jay?" Right? Yeah. He does, "How spicy is it? How spicy is it?" Right? Listen to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, look. Go on. Go for it. Go for it. How spicy is it? How spicy is it? Wow. See, did you read that there?
That was the catchphrase.
So, we're going to help him.
That's exactly what you said.
Yeah. Right? He just fucking does it. He just does it. He does it in the street.
How are we
going
to help him? How are we going to help him?
Right, we're going to name some spicy things that happened this week, all right?
Okay.
Spicy things that happened. Okay, gay pride. Spicy. Am I right? Pretty spicy.
That is pretty spicy.
Hot spice. I feel like I've had a tandoori, am I right?
Does Jay think it's spicy?
How spicy is it? Spicy. Oh, we got the words from the main man. Main man, Jay Frazee.
The release of Spider-Man.
Spicy.
Oh,
yes. I think that was a big one from him. That was. Did you hear all that volume, that depth in his voice?
Very deep.
So many levels. So much bass in his voice.
So much bass.
What else happened? I ate a tandoori curry the other day, and that was spicy. I'll tell you that.
Was it spicy though?
It was spicy on my arsehole. I mean, let's ask.
How spicy on Jake's arsehole was it?
Hold on, look. Let me just get my arse out. Would you think? Would you think?
You might have to put your hands on there and spread them.
Would you think, Jal Frazee? Spicy. Wow, I didn't expect that sort of reception from him. Fantastic.
Very, very spicy.
Other spicy stuff. You know what was spicy? You know the big towers, the tower that went on fire in London.
That was
spicy.
That very hot.
Very spicy. The contents was spicy.
And the fallout afterwards has been pretty spicy.
When you cook up a bit of spice, it gets spicy. You add the wine to it. Did you know that? It's only what our Jal Frazee told me earlier. So you got spice.
Okay.
So and then when you cook it up, it becomes spicy. You add the Y.
Yeah. Okay. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
That is how it works.
Yeah. Of course it's how it works.
I looked that up earlier.
Oh, Luke. Come on. Like you didn't know that already. Come on.
Well, I didn't.
No? Oh, fair enough. I mean, it's great to have you. So he's also got a...
car show.
Has he got a car show? Yeah.
Mm.
I've
heard about this.
Okay. Except the difference is the only car over in India is gone. You tell him. It was a 1948 tuk-tuk car. See? So, and you should hear the next one. Okay, look, go on, go
yeah,
again.
Yeah, go on.
It was a 98 tuk-tuk. Another tuk-tuk. Guess what? It's all just tuk-tuk cars.
All of them
tuk-tuk cars.
Okay.
He doesn't review mopeds, just tuk-tuks. And he reviews mainly the actual bibber.
I'm trying to imagine what this tuk-tuk looks like.
But a tuk-tuk car, you know what a tuk-tuk car is.
I'm thinking I know, but
looks like someone attached like a beer garden tent to a go-kart.
Okay. I was thinking of something a little bit more pricey.
No, this is India. This is Jal Frazee Leno.
I was thinking Flintstones.
Flintstones. Yeah, similar, except they've worked out lawnmower engines. They've worked that out, that whole thing now.
They've got lawnmower engines on the front of tuk-tuks.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is what runs them.
Lawnmowers.
They're only small people, the Indian.
That's why there's no grass in India. Because they constantly run on lawnmowers.
Lawnmowers, yeah. Oh, bloody hell, I've got to change my lawnmower. Fantastic. Really good. Really good stuff.
I don't think I've ever heard an Indian man saying...
Oh, bloody hell.
Well, thank God we got Jay here.
Yeah. A real Indian.
Deep.
Jay Jal Frazee, come on.
From the deep south.
Tell me. Spicy. Wow.
That was brilliant.
Wow.
Can we get him back to do that?
Come on.
Let's hear a replay on that.
Look, I know you want to. Come on, this is good publicity for you as well, darling. All right, come over here. Here, go and sit on my lap. You're only small.
Oh,
what I want you to say is spicy again. So, you know, I'll give you a car. I'll give you a car, and I want to hear you say it's one spicy car, okay? Right? So, like, for example, with a tuk-tuk car. Right? You know, a really high-class one. You know, like, you know, it's still partially white, the top of, you know...
There isn't a hole in the canvas.
Yeah, there isn't a hole in the canvas. It's still quite white, okay? Only it's only slightly magnolia.
It's been on the road for about a week.
Yeah, about a week. Only slightly magnolia.
What do you think of that?
Spicy.
Absolutely beautiful stuff.
Wow. And that's why he is the highest paid person in India. That's why. And
I also heard from a big birdie.
Right, big birdie.
That Jay knows some pretty amazing chatter blinds.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does. He's got all the women, ain't ya? Ain't ya? Ain't ya? Ain't ya? Ain't ya? Can you please just look at me? Just get back over here, onto my lap. Onto my lap, come on.
Alright, Jay, if you was trying to chat up someone's dad, what would you say?
John Frazee, you spicy.
Wow. And that works.
Wow. 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 It clearly did on me. I mean, I'm a dad.
He's on your lap and you seem very excited.
Man, he is. He's 5 feet off the here.
off your
my
lap.
And that is very. That, yeah. I know, but yeah, that's quite generous. Very generous. No, but that's good. He's got everything. He's got words for everything.
Isn't he a bit of a philanthropist as well?
Philanthropist. Yeah. You're gonna have to explain that to little spicy Jay.
I thought, that he's very charitable.
Oh no. He will destroy. He would just destroy his
money
forest money in front of poor people. Oh, he is a terrible person.
Good laugh, though. Good laugh.
Yeah.
Very spicy.
And he wears denim, just like Jay Leno. He wears denim.
Just denim.
Just denim. And that's it.
Shoes made of denim. That was it. Socks made
I've
of denim.
I've seen his sex tape, right? He doesn't show many people. He's wearing denim throughout the whole thing. Even a denim condom. Yeah. Impressive.
Who makes
but
denim
he's
condoms?
Got, you know what he's got, right? He's got a sponsorship deal, so he's got to wear denim all the time.
Ah, okay.
Even though we keep on telling him, look, what you do behind doors, you can take the denim off. He thinks there's cameras everywhere. Ain't that right? Ain't that right? Spicy.
Yeah.
See?
I don't know. I think he swayed me. I think there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah, there are. But only if you put them there in your own home, that's, I suppose. Unless Alexa's listening.
She's always listening.
Oh.
Big brother. Sister.
Yeah, it doesn't.
How is Alexa related to us?
Well, it turns out, it's hard when Alexa is actually your sister as well, isn't it?
Alexa's Texas.
Alexa's Texas. What is our sister's name?
No, that's a porn star. My bad.
Oh, no, Luke. Whoa. All right. Yeah, what I just want to, what I want to say, what I want to get out of the way, right? Okay. Luke, right? Okay. Yeah, without Joe Frazee listening or anything, what I want to say?
Yeah.
Right?
What do you want to say?
Is that you are just such a good friend.
I am.
You are. Yeah, and I don't know if you know that, right?
I am a good friend.
Yeah. Look, right. And you know what?
Yeah.
You are just the best bloke ever, right? Best bloke. And you know, I'm honoured, right, to be your best friend and everything, you know.
You're making me blush.
Like that. But, look. Okay, right. And I don't believe what anyone has been saying about you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you're my best mate. You know what I mean? You know, I don't care about all the vicious rumours and stuff like that.
I don't care about them either.
I don't care about what you did to those animals. You know, you're my mate. You know what I mean?
What are you trying to say?
I don't care what you did over that park. I don't care.
What are you trying to say?
No, but you're my best mate.
What are you trying to say?
Look, come on.
What are you trying to say?
What I'm trying to say is, Luke, I don't care what your last girlfriend said about you and that. I don't care.
What else don't you care about?
You're my mate. You're my fucking, my top guy.
What else don't you care about? You don't care about taxes either, do you?
I don't care what your ears look like and that, you know. You're a fucking top bloke, do you know what I mean? Fucking top bloke. You know, I don't care that you've got three nipples and that, you know. I think you are a top bloke. And you know what, I don't care that I shagged your ex-girlfriend. I think you are such a smashing top bloke. you know, I don't care what people say about the way you dress and that, you know, because, you know, I buy the clothes for you. I don't care. Do you know what I mean? Because you're a top bloke. You're a top bloke and that.
I am a top bloke.
I don't care what people say about your hair, you know, because, you know, I loved it. I loved it from the first time. And look, I mean, even then, like, your new moustache, you know, I don't care that your mate Timmy Flathead is fucking saying you look like you've been drinking milk or something like that. I don't care about that. You're a fucking top bloke. Do you know that? You know, and I don't.
You're making me well up, man.
You know, I don't care about, you know, if I, you know, say if I showed like your past three ex-girlfriends and one of them while you were still going out with them. I don't care about that. You're my top mate. My fucking top mate. You know that?
Mate, you're making my eyes water.
Nah, yeah, well, it is, right? You know, it is. Just you're such a good mate. Do you know what I mean?
Cheers, man.
Such a good mate. And yeah, and it doesn't matter about that. I wanted another person to be my co-host. It doesn't matter because you're my top mate. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if, like, if someone said to me, oh, well, they offered you like this really good job and that, and then, you know, and but I was the one that said, oh no, he's probably not into that and that.
Mm.
And you didn't end up getting the job. You know, I don't care because you're my best mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And, I don't care about the fact you one leg's shorter than the other because you're a top fucking bloke, mate. Top bloke. Top bloke you are.
How many top blokes do you know?
Well, fucking, I'll give you a list, mate. No, I just need to just get that off my chest, right? Been eating away at me that I haven't been telling you that you're such a top bloke.
Cheers, Jake. Cheers.
That's any time.
Okay, this is just a quick ad read we've got coming up for a audiobook company. So, are you ever alone on a train, on the way to work, in a car, maybe making dinner and want to be listening to something, need to fill that hole, that void?
Maybe, well, you're digging a hole.
Maybe you're digging a hole.
Maybe you want to fill it with maybe a body.
Exactly. If you need audio.
That's the demographic.
If you need audio.
Yeah.
Straight in your ear holes.
Wow.
The succulent juices.
Ooh.
Whole books.
God, hold me back.
Read by.
Yes.
Jay Leno.
Wow. And what's the company called?
Non-audio. Audible.
Is that non-audible?
Yeah. It's like Audible. But Jay Leno reads it.
It's more of a challenge.
It requires at least 90% of your concentration.
You need really big amps.
Really big amps. And yeah, we just got a little segment here to play for you.
Okay, play the track.
Is that a cat? Can someone... Oh, no, that's the actual track. Okay. I'm just going to let it play out.
Frodo Baggins. So, is there a fly in here? Is there a fly?
That is the actual track.
Gandalf.
Okay, and let's stop that right there. That was Jay reading Lord of the Rings.
Wow. Inspirational. Inspirational.
It takes a lot to be able to listen to it.
I need to go into a silent room and just fucking just tune out to that.
Yeah.
It's the sort of stuff that you can use to fall asleep to.
It's quite, what's the word? It begins with an M. Something foric.
Yeah, it's one of those words. Toaster. One of those words. Do you know any more like that?
What, any more?
One of them, those words, which, yeah, it sounds a bit like...
Like the way that you spell things.
Yeah,
it's like, there's something like that where it's like, okay, how to spell toast is P-N-E-S and then another vowel, H.
Oh, okay. What about one that also sounds like music? Penis. Penis. That's what I was meant to say. That's what I was meant to say. Similar. Similar.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, similar.
Splitting hairs.
Oh, look, which is hard.
Low hanging fruit.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what I want to talk about, though. Right?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Is my baggy pants.
Your baggy pants.
Okay, and I'm talking about American style pants. I'm talking about
big ass pants.
Fucking jeans. I'm talking about jeans and they're baggy.
Okay.
Right? I was walking down the street the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking with my crew. With my crew.
Who's in your crew?
Oh, fucking J Roy. Mm-hmm. J Bone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
J Detroit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
J Ditty.
Who's that?
J Nitty. His brother.
Is J Snoop in your game?
JVD. Jean-Claude Van Damme as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got Jean-Claude Jacquardy, right?
Yeah.
All right. I've got Jean-Pierre.
Oh, right, okay.
All right, I've got Jean Genie, right, as well over here.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and obviously my name's Jake, so we are just fucking rocking it, right?
Yeah, yes, so what happened,
right?
You and your crew?
I'm walking down, and some fucking white lady, you know that I'm, you know.
Fucking racist.
I'm a black man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I was born a black man, I'll always be a black man.
You're gonna die a black man?
I'm gonna die a black man. I'm gonna die in a black man's body. Right? And some
he was born in a black man's body.
I was put in a black man's body. But that's.
Yep, that's our.
We won't go into that, right?
That's our another story.
Right. So, I'm walking down the street, fucking, you know, baggy pants.
Uh huh.
Hot as shit. I've got my top off.
Yeah.
Right? All my gang tattoos and that. Fucking all the tattoos that you.
When did you get tattoos?
Fucking, you know, just in, you know,
in town.
You know, look, I'm a
gangster.
Yeah, I was born a black man, so you know,
you naturally
fucking like can have grow, as many. I had tattoos.
You grow tattoos.
I had tattoos.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's not like I went and got someone's skin and put it over mine. Who already had tattoos. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Saying that, how much does a tattoo hurt? But I'm walking down the street.
Yeah, you're
right?
Walking down the street with
some
your crew.
Fucking white lady, yeah. Right? Some white lady,
white
and we're
trash
like, we're like,
bitch.
Look, coming around our hood, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we are fucking hard as fuck,
yeah.
Right? Do you know what I mean?
Over this white lady, or
no. But we are all constantly hard, right? And she says,
"What did she say?"
She said, "Why are you wearing those baggy trousers?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What have you shit yourself? And I just went fucking exploded. I just went, boys, hold me back. Fucking woman must have been fucking 90 years old or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She had a Zimmer frame,
mm-hmm.
Right? And there was three people helping her.
Is that, yeah.
Right? I thought, fucking hell, she's got her own crew. Got her own crew. Fucking, I'm walking back, I'm pacing. I'll just go straight up to him, like, because I've got a baggy dick and I've got baggy balls. I've got a baggy phone and a baggy wallet. And I've got a baggy bum. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Turns out she was a doctor and she said, you've got to get that looked at. After I showed her all of that.
Oh, you're low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a medical condition. You know what I mean? I want to be wearing skinny jeans, bruv. And she was just
what
like,
did she say? She was like,
we need to get that looked up, bruv. That's what she said to
me. She started coming out with some slang as well.
I think I added that for spice. But,
yeah.
You know, we got the, you know.
Did you ever go get that checked out?
Fucking, you know, I had to whisper all this in her ear as well because I didn't want all my man them finding out as well.
However, she have a stethoscope round her neck?
However, she was. You know, because he was, you know, lack of hearing, I had to fucking shout it out. All my crew heard. And now they know about my baggy balls, my baggy cock, my baggy wallet, my baggy bum.
When you say you got a baggy cock, what do you mean?
It's fucking baggy. There's all this loose skin everywhere, bruv.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
You got,
yeah,
like, maybe however many.
I post a lot of pictures online and then you don't say it's me.
And you, then you got like another 6 foot of foreskin.
Oh yeah, it's fucking that's why I wear high tops. That's why I wear high tops, so I can fucking hide that shit in there.
You always catch yourself wearing baggy pants.
So now I'm known as Mr. Shorts. Baggy, not a Jay. I'm not a Jake anymore. I'm Mr. Baggy.
Is that not a jog thing?
No, that's that's baggy IE, I think. This is Y for Y. And I know that they're calling me with a Y as well, because they wrote it on my front door, didn't they? just to tell everyone. But I'm, you know.
Are you still in that gang?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, I think. I mean, I haven't been called for a couple of weeks and that.
Yeah,
but it's, do you know what I mean? It's just like
ups and downs.
Sensitive. And I'm sensitive. I'm a sensitive guy, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
But are you sensitive?
But I'll cut you, bruv. I'll cut you and then cry about it.
Is it hard to run with everything being so baggy?
Oh, bruv, we don't do no running. That's why I'm walking so slow everywhere. Need to put me in a wheelchair. That's why they've been carting me around in a wheelchair. And no one knows why.
Who's been cutting
my crew?
You?
My crew. Carting me round everywhere. Like, I think they're just doing it for the disabled parking space, I think.
All of them get a disabled parking space because you're...
No, we've got a big car. We've got a big car, like a coach. Like a gangster coach. We call it like goat. the bruv coach.
The bruv coach.
The brooch.
Yeah.
Fucking... But that's, you know, I just want to say just how gangster I am, you know.
I'm absolutely fascinated.
Fantastic. Respect.
Do you have a gun?
Oh, five.
Five guns.
Five guns. That's why my they're so baggy.
From having all the guns in your pants.
It don't help my trousers. Did you know they created the baggy trousers just for me?
Oh, that's why your body looks so long though. Everything else is being baggy.
People just think I've got a really long bod.
I tell what's not baggy, your perky nipples aren't.
No, they're not. They are fucking on point. Always. Always. No matter what the weather. On point.
Perk.
Fucking perked. There was this once.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't perked.
Yeah?
Right?
What happened?
Fucking, and I just went, just fucking, sort of flicking them ice cubes. I was like, Mum, get the ice cubes out. But since I'm a black man now, never happened.
What happened?
Sorry, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my head hurts.
Oh, bro.
Before the show, you were saying about you knew a guy. Who had penis enlargement surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And that sounded like a weird situation.
Yeah, no, it was. It was for him, it was for me. Because he wanted me in the room as well while it was happening.
Oh, right, okay.
And I asked to be put under as well.
Mm.
Because I didn't want to watch it.
I was like,
you give me some of that. You give me some of what he's having, give me some of that.
Oh, right.
Because they put him under, but he just wanted me to watch, and the doctors wouldn't let me leave.
That's horrible.
I couldn't take my eyes away. It was weird.
Yeah?
It's impressive, but it looks weird. It looks weird. It's weird. It looks weird. He keeps showing me it. He shows everyone it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this one of your black friends?
No, it's one of my white friends.
One of your white
friends? Yeah, all my black boys, they're all well hung, bro.
Whose boys?
My boys. With a Z.
Yeah.
My boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are fucking, you know, they're hanging from the ceiling, you know what I'm saying? You can hang your coat up, you know what I'm saying? So I'm hung. But I think this has been a beautiful show. Now
it has been
a beautiful show, beautiful thing.
Shall we bring it to an end?
Yeah, why don't we?
So let's close it up.
Yeah, let's close it up. Let's put our trousers back on. Okay, and everyone, you can take the Hoover from
above
your head. Wipe the dust off of yourself. Get in the shower. And then do it all again. Listen to the podcast.
We'll be here next week.
We'll be here next week. With a fresh new batch. of killer problems. Problems, because this is what this is what it is. It's a problems cast.
We do love you guys.
Yeah, we do. A lot.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, and you know, you're special, you guys. Really special. Really special, you
Some
guys.
Some of you are really fucking special.
Some of you are more special than others. The ones a bit more attractive, you are much more special. And you know what? Throw your number in. Yeah? Leave in the comments below, maybe a number or something. It's fine. That's fine. I think that's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sponsorship and yeah, and all that, yeah. But, yeah, really good stuff. Well done. Well done, sir. Let's shake on it. Yeah, oh, let's clap. Let's clap and shake. Let's shake each other off. Oh. Fantastic. Well, thank you. And we'll leave you with this little song.
I believe I can dream.
Oh, you can really sing.
I can sing.
You should seriously go for X Factor. Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously go for X Factor.
Wait, I don't know the next line.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, go on, tell me.
Who believe?
Oh, wing a ding.
Oh, the ding dong.
Sometimes,
that's the next word.
Sometimes it's just easier to make noises.
Sometimes. Hey, it's improv noises. Welcome to the show. That's what we've pretty much been doing anyway. So, okay, fantastic. See you next time.